5:16.
Yes, sir.
Call the meeting of the Board of Zoning Appeals September 10th to order. And we're going to do this Legacy Commons first.
We'll do, there's actually a couple items first, so we'll do introductions.
Oh, we need introductions. We got some new members.
We have quite a few new members, so.
And I'm Jay Lawton. I've been on the board a couple of years.
Yeah.
My name is Khalif Ahmed Bashir. I work with this course, Lackland Elementary.
Jim Rudnick from Conway Duthin Chumane, CPAs.
Dan Rigstad, I don't do anything.
He said that out loud.
I am Chris Frank. I am an attorney in town.
And you all know me. I'm Sarah Swetberg.
All right. I see then the next item is the re-
I have to move so I can hear.
Yes, sure thing.
The reorganization.
Perfect.
So we need,
Need a chair and a vice chair.
A chair and a vice chair. Any nominations for a chair?
Who is missing? Andy and Sandwana?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. They get elected because they're not here?
Well, I'd nominate Jay. I'll nominate Jay as chair.
I'll second. If that needs to be done.
Yep.
So what was the motion?
So there was a motion or a nomination for you as chair.
Okay.
And a second.
Well, let's see.
Do we have to do them separately or do we do them at one?
Up to you. Either way. We can take care of the chair first. Are there any other nominations for chair?
I move nomination cease.
Nomination cease? All right.
Well, we'll call for the vote on that then. All in favor of Jay being chair?
Aye.
Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Same sign, no, no. I guess I'm the chair. All right. We have any nominations for vice chair? Lively group.
Vice chair just fills in for the chair when they're not able to make it.
Chris, you've been on the board for a while. I'll nominate you for vice chair.
A year?
We like having Dan on this board.
I'm sure, what?
Said we like the action.
All right. We'll call for the vote on that then. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We have our new chair and vice chair. All right. We have the Legacy Group, Monongalia Avenue Parking Setback Variance. And Sarah, you want to fill us in?
Yeah, sure thing. So I'm just going to sneak up a couple of pieces here. So the item before us tonight is the Legacy Development Variance along Monongalia Avenue. So for those of you who have been on the commission this past year, you would recall that there's been a couple variances approved for this property, and that was really for phase one of the development. And so at this time, they have proposed a phase two construction, and that would be for the new Caribou Coffee Cabin. If some of you have seen the newspaper, it's a drive-through only facility, no seating inside, with some patio space outside when the weather permits that. Otherwise, it's just the drive-through. It'll be located on the south end of that building, south end of that lot, separate building, south of where Gilberto's currently is. As a part of the plan review that has been approved by Planning Commission, one of the conditions is that they either meet parking setbacks or that they obtain the variance from the Board of Zoning Appeals. And so therefore, they are requesting an extension of the variance that was approved last year along Monongalia Avenue. And that would extend, if some of you recall, they purchased these southwestern two lots here. Used to be two houses there. They were moved off the lot. And then so they now have acquired that full piece. And so that Monongalia Avenue variance would be for those two western parcels there. Other than that, I included just some drawings, some site layout for you to see, so you have an idea of what's going on that site. The First Street variance was approved because of the right-of-way that the city took during the expansion of First Street. And so that also allowed for better traffic flow, more parking, so that we had an adequate amount for this facility. Other than that, I think I'll pass it back off to you. The reasoning that we gave last time for that Monongalia setback was due to limited development space. So because they've redeveloped these smaller than average lots, we said that was their condition or their limiting factor that allowed them to have that variance on that site.
Is this a drive-through on both sides?
It'll be a drive-through just on the one.
Just on the north side?
Just on the south side.
Oh, the south side. Okay.
It looks like they come in on the north and drive around the back and pick up in the south end, right?
Yep. Yes. So there'll be a drive-up window here on the south, and then there'll actually be a walk-up window.
Okay. I missed those arrows. Okay. Thank you.
Window on that north side. Yeah, absolutely. And I should mention that the developers are present if you have any questions of them as well.
And we have nobody from the public that... Okay, right. So, anybody have any questions for?
I guess the only issue I see is the back half that's running along the bare land now, because there's really not an excuse to give a variance for that if it's not being used. So I get the part that you're extending for the parking lot.
Sure.
It just seems.
Yeah, I think part of the reasoning for us coming and asking for the whole, piece of it is because we are planning development on that lot, and just to come back and do this again a third time, we thought we're going to keep developing the land. We own the land. We're developing the land, and so for us to keep coming back and asking for that 5-foot variance along Monongalia just didn't make a whole lot of sense to us, and so we just thought let's just get that covered and we can move on with our developments, because anything that we develop there, we're still developing in a limited amount of space, trying to relieve traffic off of Monongalia and Second Street. And so that's what we're doing. That's what we're showing you here.
I get that, and that all makes sense. The only problem is how we fit it into the section that allows us to grant the variance, because you have to show all the reasons you need it, and if it's bare land, then we have to kind of make up an arbitrary reason to give it.
Well, and I guess I understand it's arbitrary, but we even though we have shown potential and discussed future development with the city, we're not at liberty to make everything that we're doing right now public, but we are looking at future development on the property, and Sarah can speak that we have discussed the property for development. We have asked for what we could build there, and so without making this this is what we're going to do scenario right now, we're really not at liberty to do that. However, we can say we are honestly looking at development of that third piece.
Yeah, and previously, if you go look at the aerials there before, the house that was previously on that south portion that was on there, it was at it looks like it was at a 0-foot setback. It may have even been at 2.5 to 5. But the house that previously we took and we moved it off the site and moved it to a different site in town to keep the preservation of the two houses. So the two there was two houses on those south lots, or those west lots, I guess you could say, which were on Second Street. We picked those up off the foundation and moved them to another property in town to rehabilitate those and use them for further use. But that house that was on that southwest corner was butting right up onto Monongalia at about a 0-foot setback. So, it's what it was before because of, on the first one, the limited space use that's there. There's just limited development space in the CBD that we're noticing in comparison to if you go out in the skirts of Wilmer.
Any more questions? concerns?
I will note that this variance is for the parking lot, and so the building would still meet the setback requirements as they have depicted on that drawing, as the zoning ordinance standard sits.
Well, I would make a motion that the variance be approved.
Motion.
Seems reasonable.
Bobby and Lynn, I'll second that.
I second that too.
Is this a roll call or is this a?
Yes, roll call.
Okay, call for the vote.
We before we call for the vote, we need to read. I just want
to
make sure I have the right side. You want?
That's right. We have those conditions.
Is that the top one?
Yeah.
Why am I not paying attention?
Those four, right?
Those four. Yep.
All right. We have to look at the property owner proposes to use the property in a reasonable manner, not permitted by the zoning ordinance. The plight of the landowner is due to unique circumstances not created by the landowner. The variance, if granted, will not alter the essential character of the locality. And the variance, if granted, will not be detrimental nor endanger the public welfare.
Yes. Okay, you can call for the vote.
Okay, all right. We'll call for the vote. You want a roll call for me, Sarah?
Yes. Dan Rigstead.
Aye.
Jim?
Aye.
Khalif?
Aye.
Chris?
Aye.
And Jay?
Aye. We have unanimous vote. Motion passes. Variance is granted.
Fabulous.
All right. We have any miscellany?
No miscellany.
No miscellany. Then I will adjourn the meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
Perfect.
I got more.
Gee, it's been nice working with you guys. It's been wonderful.